The drought contingency plan, approved by state lawmakers and signed by Governor Ducey last month, could be in trouble. The Gila River Indian community says it will not ratify the plan over concerns about another piece of legislation dealing with the tribe's right to Gila River water. Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services has been reporting this story. He joins me now. Howie, good morning.
Good morning. This is what I'd love, more water law.
Well, so what exactly is the issue here? I mean, the Gila River Indian community had been on board, and now it seems like it's not.
Well, they're still willing to do the 500,000 acre-feet of water in exchange for $60 million as part of the drought contingency plan. But what's happened is that House Speaker Rusty Bowers has another bill that deals with when people who have had rights to river water forfeit those rights. Now, this gets in the middle of a whole fight that's gone back over years over the Upper Gila River, the folks in the Safford Valley, about did the farmers there and did the landowners there forfeit their rights to river water when they stopped using it for at least 5 years. That's what the law says now, that if you don't use it for 5 years, it's gone. Rusty Bowers's bill, the one that the tribe hates, says, well, you didn't lose your rights. That then gets in the middle of the whole legal fight between the tribe and the farmers about whose has the right to the water. And as far as, you know, Governor Lewis said of the Gila River Indian community, if you're going to undermine our rights to water, we're not going to help you out with your drought contingency plan.
Well, so if the Gila River Indian community is not on board with this, does that blow up the whole deal? I mean, what are the effects of that?
Well, you have to remember that we're going to lose about 500,000 acre-feet a year between now and 2026. Now, we're not getting all of that back. Some of it would come from the Gila River tribe. Some would come from the Colorado River Indian tribe leaving water in Lake Mead. There's other sources. They're going to allow some of the farmers in Pinal County to pump some more groundwater. But this is a major piece of it. Now, Rusty Bowers, when I talked to him about this, said, oh, that's okay. We can fix it. I don't think the governor believes that. I don't think anyone else involved believes that you can put this thing together without the water from the tribe. So what we have here is a game of chicken, really, because Bowers has his bill scheduled for a hearing on Tuesday. He intends to pursue the bill. And what will happen is the tribe and Governor Lewis made it very clear. You approve this bill, we're not going to go ahead and ratify our part of the contract. So can they do it without them? I'm not an expert on water law, but I know 500,000 acre feet, which is enough to serve a million families for a year, is a lot of water.
Well, Governor Ducey really has made this, and earlier in the year made this, sort of a signature policy. Is there reason to believe that he would risk alienating the Gila River Indian community by signing this bill into law if it gets that far?
Well, I tried getting a clear answer out of the governor's office, and as you know from having talked to me, trying to get a clear answer from the governor is one of those fool's errands. All they would tell me is, well, we're focused on getting the Congress to approve the enabling legislation. I would guess that our governor is going to have some serious conversation with Governor Lewis from the tribe and say, look, if this bill somehow gets to me, there's no way I'm going to sign it into law. Now, remember, we're facing a deadline here. We met the original January 31st deadline. Then Commissioner Brenda Berman from the Bureau of Reclamation said, well, it's not quite done here, and in California, set up a new March 4th deadline. That's rapidly approaching. And I think that Governor Ducey would want to make some assurances to Governor Lewis that don't worry, go ahead, sign your paperwork so we can meet that March 4th deadline, and I will make sure that whatever the House approves, and even if the Senate approves it, it will not become law.
Well, the timing, I think, could be interesting on this because it seems based on the speed at which the legislature moves and bills move through the process that it seems at least it would not be a slam dunk that even if this bill does get to the governor, it would happen before March 4th.
Well, that's very clear, and that's why it's incumbent on Governor Ducey to say, look, if and when the bill gets to me, don't worry about it. But again, we're trying to get a clear statement from the governor. I tried, yesterday, tried last night, and what I'm getting is sort of a, oh, don't worry about it kind of thing. Well, I'm not sure that that's the answer the tribe wants, and I'm sure that Governor Lewis wants some very clear assurances, perhaps something in blood or writing, whichever he thinks is more important, from Governor Ducey that this will not become law and that the Bowers bill will not happen, and it will not undermine the tribe's claim to the water from the Upper Gila.
All right. That's Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services. As always, Howie, good to talk to you. Thank you.
Sure thing.